8:40, our next guest, one of the greatest Blackhawks in the history of the organization, is number 27, should be hanging from the rafters at the United Center. You can see him on the NHL on NBC and NBC Sportsnet. It's our old buddy, Jeremy Roenick. JR, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All the good stuff. I'm glad the holidays are almost over. Hope you had a good one. What's going on, buddy?
Did you get anything fun for Christmas?
You know, I got the stuff that as a kid, you looked at your mom and dad and said, why?
This box, you know,
I got socks. I got a couple nice shirts. I got a nice new pair of shoes and, you know, all the stuff that you hate as a kid, but you really appreciate and love as an adult.
Really? So you love it. Your wife nailed it this year?
Yeah, she was really good. And we don't do too much, we don't do too much giving. We'd like to give all year. So it's, it's nice to spend it with family and friends. So that's kind of the real holidays are with family and friends.
The alumni game is happening tomorrow. Was it last year or 2 years ago you played in it?
Last year. And unfortunately, I can't do it this year because I have to work in Toronto and I have to go do the pregame for the centennial game, which is Detroit and Toronto. I wish I could be there because I had so much fun with all the ex-Hawks and the alumni and being up in Minnesota. I'm going to miss it this year a lot.
Gretzky is playing for the Blues. He was there for a cup of coffee, and he's playing in the alumni game tomorrow.
Well, you know, I think Gretz is one of the best ambassadors for hockey. It doesn't have to be really for the team that he plays for, but obviously, you know, every place that he played, it meant a lot to him. And I think he likes to give back to everybody involved in hockey. And he is the ambassador of the National Hockey League and always will be. And I think it's a good thing that he's representing the St. Louis Blues and giving thanks to the people that did support him while the short time that he was there.
Do you still hate the Blues?
Yes, very much so.
Yes.
This is why I love JR. He's very honest.
Well, you're on TV. You can't show your displeasure for a team. You have to be totally honest. And I do all my commentating and everything, you know, to how they play, not for how I feel. You know, love the players. It's that I lost my teeth. I lost my teeth in St. Louis.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was.
How can I like that city after I lost my only pair of teeth set of teeth that I really had that were real? Gone.
That was terrible.
Another reason I don't like that team.
Yes.
It made Jerry lose his teeth.
Exactly.
Seriously.
So, we talk about the alumni game. JR, are you still in great shape? Because, what was it, 2-3 years ago, you lost how much weight?
I lost like 45 pounds.
45 pounds.
When you first retire from the game and you don't have to be in the gym and nobody's telling you what to do and you don't have to get in there and hurt yourself and sweat all over yourself and get beat up every day, you tend to stay away from the gym and you tend to gravitate towards the mini bar, towards the buffet counters and all that stuff. And I just had to put a stop to it, you know, for my own health and my marriage reasons. So, but I'm still in really good shape. I feel good. I feel good right now.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because you started taking SoulCycle, and we've known each other for a long time. And he said, "Hey, why don't you come do a SoulCycle class with me?" So I did. I left the show. I went over to Old Town. I met you there. I'm wearing basketball gear. I got my basketball shorts on, basketball shoes. You show up in the very tight shirt, and now he's lost 45 pounds, so he's ripped. And he's got these spinning shoes on.
No.
And his legs, his thighs are the size of tree trunks. This guy is still in shape, and I tried to keep up with him at SoulCycle. Forget it.
You did a great job. You did a great job. You know that. You did awesome.
My shirt,
easy, my friend.
I was completely drenched. It's like I jumped in a pool of water.
What times and what days do you guys go?
JR likes to wear the short shorts so you can take a bike behind him.
You want to know when to stay away from SoulCycle, right? Yeah.
But, man, you're committed to this. You go from city to city, and you exercise in every city.
Yeah, well, I was up at 5 o'clock this morning. I'm actually at the airport heading to Toronto. I got up at 5 to do a spin class at 5:30 after my show last night finished at 11. So, yeah, you have to do it. Sometimes it's not fun, but it feels really good when you're done.
Why do you wear the shoes? How does that change your spinning moment? I'm curious because I look at those guys. I think they're a little too intense, JR.
It's JR. He's intense.
It's not the best look in the world, but it definitely helps for, you know, for the spin experience. You know, it's better on your muscles. It's better on your joints. It's better for the security of your position on the bike, and you just want to make sure that that you feel as comfortable when you're getting beat up as you possibly can.
All right.
Talking with Jeremy Roenick. Before you go, we got to talk about the Blackhawks. How about Marian Hossa this year? 37 years old. He's having a fantastic year. I know he's injured right now, but what do you think of him?
I love Marian Hossa. I love him like a brother. I love watching him. He's one of my favorite players that I've ever played against, and the competitiveness that he has, his love for the game that he has. I'm so happy in his success this year, because it's so hard when you get a certain age, and especially in the game today. It really shows the dedication and the passion that he has for the game, that he can keep up at 37 years old with these young kids that are really taking over the game. It shows his real talent, his true blue inner talent that he possesses. And I hope he plays for another couple of years, but he is a certain 100% first ballot Hall of Famer.
And what do you think of the Hawks this season?
You know, I think they've done really, really well with the team that they've been presented with in the beginning of the season. Obviously, they had to lose a couple more players this year because of the contracts with Taves and Kane. That always, with the salary cap, is going to leave holes that you have to fill with rookies, with young kids that don't know the game, that a little less experience. I mean, that there's what, 13 guys on that team that make under $1 million, something crazy like that, and
yeah.
They find a way to win hockey games. They're on top of the Western Conference right now. It might surprise a lot of people, but it doesn't surprise me, because I think, you know, their leadership is great, and I think they have the best coach in all of hockey in Joel Quenneville.
You've got $73 million to spend. Not that we need to jump ahead to next season, but Kane, Taze, Hossa, Anisimov, Keith, Seabrook, Jalmerson, and Crawford make $59 million already going into next year. Anybody of those, of that group, JR, who do you think is maybe most expendable to give the cap, give the Hawks a little bit more flexibility?
You never like talking about who they would have to get rid of, because
right.
I mean, I love everybody on the Chicago Blackhawks, and I got in trouble with Kaner a couple of years ago because I got asked that same question, and you know, you talk about guys that they would have to trade or that they could trade to get certain things. So I never like to say certain guys, but if you look at the cap and you look at the salaries, I mean, you got Jarmelson coming up in a couple of years too. You just signed Panarin to, which I thought was a hometown discount for Panarin. I thought it was a great deal that Stan Bowman worked out for him.
He makes it happen.
But if you look at it, it kind of looks like Seabrook could be a guy that gets let go. It could be a guy like Crawford that gets let go. And there's two pivotal parts of this club that you would hate to see lose, but that's what happens when you have championship teams, cap space that's limited, and superstars that need to be taken care of.
A lot of people are saying Crawford, what's he make, $6 million a year, something like that?
Yeah he does, and I will tell you, I'm a big Crawford fan, and I think he's underappreciated and
very underappreciated in this city.
And doesn't get the respect around the league as one of the best goaltenders. But I really thought Darling played extremely well in his absence, and he played a couple of games where he made some grade A saves time and time again. And you know, if you get into a jam and you have to get rid of a Crawford, Darling, he might be that goaltender that can handle a number one spot, kind of like the way that Devan Dubnyk has created his niche in Minnesota. He couldn't play in Edmonton. He got ran out of the game. He couldn't play in Phoenix. He got ran out of games. All of a sudden, he finds a team and he finds his niche. He's one of the best goaltenders in the league. I don't see that being out of the question for a guy like Darling.
Okay,
$6 million next year, or the year after, and then $5 million in 2019-20 is last season. That's the Crawford contract.
And JR, before you go, we got a question from Gregory Crosley. It says here, what was your single most exciting experience that happened to you in your pro career? If you had to take one moment in your entire career.
Oh, man. You know, there's so many crazy things that I've gone through. But I think that one of the most exhilarating things that I've ever gone through was playing in my first All-Star game in Chicago Stadium. and the passion that went through that building, the electricity, you know, during the Gulf War and the patriotism that all the fans showed, the loudest I've ever heard an anthem when Wayne Messmer started belting out the national anthem was it was chilling, and it's probably one of the best that I can ever remember.
JR, you're the best, man. Happy New Year. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, Happy New Year to everybody, and I'm sure we'll be chatting with you soon.
All right, I'll see you in Chicago. Thanks, buddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Jeremy Roenick, you can check him out this weekend, NHL on NBC.